This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, a new book about the culture and politics of Laos with a title that could give Stephen King nightmares. But first, the internet is home to some 5 million weblogs. The untamed world of the blogosphere is a virtual place where ordinary people get to rant and rave to a worldwide audience. And not surprisingly, the venom is often aimed at their workplace. And that's gotten a few bloggers fired for writing things that their bosses didn't like. Day to Day's Eric Weiner reports.
Anyone who's ever been stuck in a dead-end job can relate to Heather Armstrong. She was working at a software company in Los Angeles and not having a lot of fun. So she created a blog called Deuce.com and filled it with colorful descriptions of her supervisors.
And I talked about my boss talking with her hands and how she made me nervous and how I didn't like her molesting the air around my head. I talked about one of the vice presidents who was not born with an indoor voice and always spoke as if he were talking over a passing F-16. I would try to be humorous about it, and I wasn't trying to be vindictive.
Armstrong's company didn't see it that way. They fired her, even though her blog never mentioned the company by name. Armstrong says that in retrospect, she realizes she fell into a trap that has swallowed many a blogger.
There's this feeling that you just can't get caught or you won't get hurt because of it, because it is so seemingly anonymous. But that's such a misconception.
Armstrong has become a kind of poster child for people in her situation and has even given birth to a new term, deuced, which UrbanDictionary.com defines as losing your job for something you wrote on your online blog. As in, dude, I heard Janie got deuced last week. At least a dozen people have been deuced in recent years, including several journalists. Steve Olofsson, a former reporter for the Houston Chronicle, was fired for writing an anonymous blog that poked fun at local politicians. Some call Olofsson a blog martyr. He says he's just embarrassed by the incident.
You know, in light of what happened to me, I wouldn't advise anybody to do it anonymously if they're going to, if it's going to cause them to lose their job, because, you know, it's no fun getting fired.
Ellen Simonetti knows what that feels like. A flight attendant for Delta Airlines, she was fired for a blog that included photos of herself in uniform. Delta found the photos inappropriate. Simonetti disagrees.
I mean, some of the pictures, I was sitting on seat backs with my legs crossed, and people are saying that I hiked my skirt up. I didn't hike my skirt up. The skirt just rides up, and I happen to have long legs, so I guess it's some people, I guess they find my legs offensive. I don't know. To me, that's ridiculous.
Simonetti is trying to get her job back. She's filed a sexual discrimination complaint with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission because she claims Delta has taken no action against male employees who have also posted photos of themselves in uniform. She's also circulating something she calls the Blogger's Bill of Rights.
We, the inhabitants of the blogosphere, do hereby proclaim that bloggers everywhere are entitled to the following basic rights. Freedom to blog, freedom from persecution and retaliation because of our blogs. If an employer wishes to...
Of course, the Blogger's Bill of Rights is, for now, only a wish list. Most companies do not have policies defining what an employee can or cannot write in their blogs. John Palfrey, executive director of Harvard University's Berkman Center for the Internet and Society, says employees often underestimate the power of their blogs.
People haven't realized that this is perfectly public. It's no longer like writing in your diary in your bedroom at night and sticking it under the mattress. This is a completely public conversation.
And until the rules about web blogs are clarified, says Palfrey, it's blogger beware. Fired blogger Heather Armstrong is now sounding the warning cry to anyone who will listen.
I have a neighbor who has set up a blog, and she has already started writing about work, and I want to tell her, you live next to the verb. You live next to the verb of what can happen to you. Please don't write about work.
In other words, says Armstrong, don't get deuced like me. For Day to Day, I'm Eric Weiner.